Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot!
Kami ulit to, guys!
Yes!
This is Carla!
And Nika! And shout out to our fellow adults who appreciate our show and our tribe so much. Basahin natin ang messages nila. Si Maria Angelica Belza Velasco. Hi, I'm Angie from Canada. I'm an avid listener to your podcast ever since po nag-start kayo. Oh, feeling ko po nawawala yung pagka-homesick ko kapag nakikinig po ako sa inyo. More power po and take care always. Oh, you too. Thank you, Angie. Ito naman, sabi ni Jojo Bundalian. Hello guys, just want to thank you for your podcast. I started listening to you last May this year, recent lang, and it really helped me a lot in my adulting. Napa-message ako kasi naiyak talaga ako dito sa Rock Bottom episode nyo. Kami rin, umiyak-iyak din kami doon.
Ba't natin binagtatawanan?
Sorry. I mean, relate, ganyan. Woo, and nakakatawa kasi year 2017 din yung Rock Bottom era niya. Really, that's really
niya,
something
oh.
About that year. Ha ha ha. Hope you continue doing this. Thank you again and God bless you guys. Thank you, Jojo. Salamat.
Alam mo, parang may magic yung Rock Bottom episode na yan, ha? Kasi sabi rin ni Raquel Jacinto Pombo, Hi, kanina ko lang napakinggan yung Hitting Rock Bottom episode.
Mm-mm.
Ang lala ng iyak ko, grabe. I'm really thankful I discovered your show. You guys are really helping me go through my personal struggles.
Mm.
Kapag natatapos kong makinig sa episode nyo, I feel like I'm recharged. Totoo. Feeling ko, ibang tao na ako. Naku, sino na kaya siya ngayon?
Hindi na siya si Raquel.
Puyo na. Yan, sabi niya, please continue the show and I promise to support you and recruit more adults to listen to you.
Aww.
Hope you guys are healthy and happy.
Aww. Ikaw din, Raquel. Kahit ibang tao ka na. Sana healthy at happy pa rin siya.
Aww, you guys make us happier, legit.
Ayan. Ito sabi ni Jess Lunas, thank you so much for being my safe space. You guys helped me a lot in my 2-year contract here in the Middle East. I know, ibang lungkot ang nasa ibang bansa.
Oo.
Sobrang maraming nagkakwento niyan sa amin, Jess.
So, totoo.
Kapit lang. Ito lang kami, kinig ka lang. I'm so...
Para mag-ibang tao ka na rin.
Oo, charot. Kagaya ni Raquel.
Oo.
Ayan, eto sabi pa ni Jess, I'm so grateful I discovered your podcast. Now, this is my last month here. And I'm proud that I survived.
By the time lumabas to,
nasa Pilipinas na siya. Grabe, Jess. That would probably be the longest years of my life so far. So excited, finally, na makauwi na rin. Sana ma-meet ko kayong dalawa in person and makapagpa-picture. Wow!
Manage your expectations.
I started binge listening since 2021. Aww, tagal na nila. Congratulations. Cheers to another 100 episodes and more.
Thank you. Ito sabi ni Main Charm. Na may nire-request na topic. So, congrats daw sa 100th ep natin.
Mm-mm.
Few episodes ago.
Mm-mm.
Sabi niya, sinave niyo po ako nang ako ay naghihinagpis. Ano kaya ang paghihinagpis na iyon ano?
Sige.
Ito sabi ni A. Viri.
Ganda ng picture ni Avery, ha?
Oh, pak na pak.
Pak na pak.
Sabi niya, favorite ko sa IAAT is the bond you have with the listeners.
Aww.
It's amazing how I felt every time nakikinig ako sa inyo. Feels like friendship and family.
Sige na nga, magkita-kita na nga tayo.
Tara, ipagpaalam natin sa Podcast Network Asia. Kung pwede dito sa studio.
Pwede.
Diba? Tanong natin. Sige.
Okay. Thank you very much, fellow adults. Thank you so much, guys. Nakakatawang magbasa ng mga ganang messages. Nakaka-energize. Nakasipag ulit. Yan. Mm-mm. Salamat sa validation na may sense tong pinaggagawa namin dito sa podcast na to. To our fellow adults who also think na may sense naman ang podcast natin, please help us spread the word about our show by telling your friends, family, co-workers, your toxic bosses. Ay! Hindi! Tsaka lang! And your social media friends and followers about It's an Adult Thing. Hopefully, the show will be as helpful to them as it has been helpful to our tribe, to you fellow adults. Salamat in advance for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Salamat. And for today's episode, we are bringing back our guest and dear friend na sinusulit namin.
Mm-hmm.
Bilang challenging siyang i-book, guys. So, dapat sulit na sulit to. Anyway, naubusan na kami ng intro sa kanya kasi ang daming beses na niyang nag-guest dito sa show. So, by this time, kilala nyo na to. Ang napakakisig, kagila-gilalas, ang bibong-bibo, si Direk Randolph Longhai.
Let's all welcome our Dole Secretary. Bilang trabaho to. Hi. Thank you so much again.
Yay.
Ano, tuloy na natin yung diskusyon natin.
Ayun na naman, yung listahan ko, ang haba-haba.
Si Nika naman.
Sorry.
Ayan.
Okay na, Ma'am Shnika, ready?
Ready.
For our finale entry?
Yes. Bisan ko na lang.
Hindi ko lang.
Ne. For me, ang toxic workplace practice ay yung lack of emotional regulation from our workmates.
Particularly.
Meaning, yung mga, like, kung may intense emotional reaction sila to work, like, nainis, nagalit, nalungkot, usually naman galit eh.
Frustration,
ganyan. It's challenging for them to manage it and to express it in a healthy way, ganyan. So usually kapag merong lack of emotional regulation, madalas it's anger, it's frustration, may mood swings from masaya to biglang inis na agad.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung wala kang emotional regulation. Emotional outbursts, may anger, walking out, or like magdadabog, ganyan. Lack of emotional regulation. Kasi hindi mo na-express yung emotion mo in a healthy manner. Okay lang magalit.
Uh-oh.
Okay lang ma-frustrate. I'm not saying it's not okay. Ah.
The emotion itself, it's
fine.
Okay. It's fine. It's
fine.
Human.
Mm-mm.
It's how you will express it that can harm your relationship with other people, your productivity, etc., etc. Yun yung toxic.
Yes.
Agree.
Yun. So, example, may manager ka na i-beberate yung employee dahil sa isang minor mistake, nagkamali. Salimbawa lang, nagkamali, may hindi na ilagay or naisama sa presentation na if you told her na, can you include that, we need that for the presentation, o di tapos na, ilalagay na niya.
Uh-oh.
But no, dahil wala kang emotional regulation, magagalit ka, magbi-bring up ka na ng past. Ayun ako, lagi kayo talagang ganito eh. Ganyan.
Nanay?
Nagdadabog, ganyan. Nagdadabog, magagalit, maninermon. Na just by simply saying na we need that for this, importante yon, kailangan natin siyang ilagay, pakilagay.
Mm-mm.
E di tapos na yung usapan. Imbes na nagalit ka pa, it made your employee feel bad. It makes the morale of your team go down.
Correct.
So may negative impact na siya. And it takes away time from your productivity.
Uh-oh.
So hindi lang siya emotional labor for the people around you na sasaluhin pa nila yung galit mo. It also takes away time from
the actual job.
Yes, so hindi siya productive.
Mm-mm.
Ano pa bang nang negative impact ng ganun?
Yun nga, demoralizing siya.
Demoralizing siya.
Yung long-term effects and retention
yes
ng workmates mo, it's gonna drop.
Mm-mm. Tapos ako personally, pagka nangyayari sa akin yon, it makes me afraid to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And ask questions. Mm-hmm. Na kailangan ng tao to ask questions, to clarify. Ganyan. Sasabihin, ba't ninyo kasi tinanong? Eh, kasi po magagalit kayo. It has happened before. Yung mga ganon. Yun. And, you know, it can also make your team members lose respect for you.
Yes.
Kasi you don't respect them. Mm. I mean, in a way, you don't respect them. Kasi
it's disrespect, ha? It's disrespect. Hindi dahil subordinate mo sila, bababa dapat yung bar ng respeto mo. Kapwa-tao mo yan eh. Nauna ka lang sa kumpanya ng ilang taon, pero kapwa-tao mo yan.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't give you the license to shout at them, to insult them, to shame them.
Mm, or magmura.
Magmura.
Oh my God, hate na hate ko yan.
It's yung verbal abuse. Ka,
magmumura, walk out.
Tapos, ang sasabihin nila, ginawa ko yon para matuto sila. It's for them. No, that's bullshit. Ginawa mo yon because you don't know how to regulate your emotions.
Exactly.
That's
so 1990s, kind of.
80s, 70s, 60s, 50s. Bakit tayo bumubulong? Hindi ba nila marinig pag binulong
natin? At saka, kapag nagagalit ka, it's additional labor for your employees. Kasi, imbes na i-process na lang nila yung information, pinaprocess pa nila yung emotion na binato mo sa kanila. Gets ba? Parang, ha, nagagalit siya. Bakit siya nagagalit? Imbes na isipin na lang nila, ah, ito yung mali. Susolusyonan ko doing this.
Mm-mm.
Parang ibibabysit ka pa nung tao mo. Na,
exactly.
Na kinakagalitan mo.
Isusooth ka pa.
Isusooth ka pa.
Yung employee, isusooth pa yung boss.
Mm-mm.
Because they cannot soothe themselves, their own emotions.
Oo. Uunahin ka pa nila para mapayapa na kahit makatrabaho na kayo.
Alam niyo yung ano, yung Cartoon Network ba siya or Disney? Mm. Yung Agretsuko.
Agretsuko? Oo.
Ano yun?
Alam niyo yun?
Ano siya? Sige, kwenta mo.
Yung Agretsuko, Japanese anime na form ng Red Panda or Fox or
Red Panda.
Red Panda. Na nagtatrabaho siya, tas toxic yung environment ng work niya.
Mm.
Tas after work, as in pag-clock out, didiretso siya sa KTV.
Mm.
Tas magkakanta siya ng mga Metallica. Putang na naman!
Ganyan!
Tas doon yung ilalabas lahat. Tas ako talaga, as in fan ako, pinapanood ko siya nung lalo yung mga peak ng stress levels. Natutuwa ako na parang imagine nyo, no, kahit cartoons, umabot na sa ganyang tema. Kasi marami talagang toxic na, ano, o nakaka-relate na toxic environment sa trabaho.
Yeah. Yung sa kwento mo kasi, Nika, usually naman ang gumagawa ng ganyan, yung mga feeling nila, may license sila to do that, mga emotional outbursts, usually naman it's the bosses.
Mm-mm.
Mga higher ups.
Uh-oh. Rare na mga empleyado to their bosses. Very rare yun. Kasi pwede kang masibak eh. Di ba?
Sabihin ng guardian, no? Parang, ay.
Sige.
And research say na ang number one talagang determinant ng happiness ng employees sa work is yung immediate boss nila. So kung ang immediate boss is incapable of regulating their own emotions, directly magsasuffer yung happiness at well-being nung employee. And sige, halimbawa, wala kang pakialam sa well-being ng mga katrabaho mo. Sige, fine. Ito na lang. Ang gastos at ang hassle at ang unproductive for the company na magpalit ng tao.
Exactly.
Diba?
Impact
the training, the hiring. Yeah.
Sign nga daw yun, pag madalas, ano mortality rate, mabilis.
Mm-mm.
So, ibig sabihin, toxic yung environment na yun kasi
yung management.
Management.
Yun. So, kung halimbawa, kayo, fellow listeners, nasa middle management kayo or management na kayo, tapos napapansin nyo na mabilis ang turnover sa inyong trabaho.
Maybe they're not fragile. Maybe
it's the system. Maybe it's you. Hey! Yun. So, kailangan tayo ng emotional regulation.
Mm-mm. And again, kung meron man, gagalit na rin ako. Again, kung meron na namang magsasabi na it's for them, it's to toughen them up,
Meron pa. Kasi pressure-filled environment talaga tayo, ganyan-ganyan.
Unnecessary pressure.
Correct.
Kasi kayo lang nag-create ng pressure na yun eh.
Exactly.
may nabasa ako, sabi niya, you cannot make people behave better by making them feel worse.
Correct.
Exactly.
Totoo yan.
Diba? So aminin natin na kapag nag-outburst tayo, it's not for the other person. Sila nga yung nagsasuffer sa ginagawa natin. Mm. It's because we cannot regulate our own emotions. Okay lang magalit, okay lang ma-frustrate, pero yung itapo natin sa ibang tao, that's bullshit, that's immature. Nagdadasal si Nika for her job.
Edit up ko yan.
Mag-KTV ka na rin. Mag-agretso ko ka.
Lalabas ko yung video
yan. Ayup ka. Yan. Okay. And since madalas nga nangyayari siya, it comes from upper positions, higher positions. Ang mga solution talaga dito medyo systemic eh. It has to come from like HR or the company. Mm. Need to have trainings about emotional regulation and emotional intelligence actually. Katalinuhan siya eh. Yung abilidad na i-regulate yung mga nararamdaman mo.
Which is more important than IQ. Sabi nga ng author ng book na Emotional Intelligence, si Daniel Goleman, sabi niya, you get hired for your IQ. You get fired for your EQ.
Totoo. Tama. So, kailangan ng medyo systemic solutions for it. Kasi, pero I'm happy that our generation is like really becoming aware about our emotions, how it affects our relationships. So, keep it up. Keep it up, guys.
Good job.
I'm depending on the Generation Z to... change the world.
To better the world.
Inumpisa namin, pero tapusin nyo.
In all fairness, kaya naman natin alam na tong mga gantong bagay dahil sa mga nagtuturo rin sa atin na mas matanda. Daniel Goleman is a boomer.
Love it.
And speaking of older positions, di ba? Yung reason of quitting most of the time, it's not actually the work, but your boss. Kapag alam mong may nag-quit daw, ang una mo dapat tatanungin ay about sa sarili mo kasi ikaw yung most likely naging cause nun.
Which is the hardest question to ask yourself.
Yes.
Ito. Tapos, we should take advantage of mediation measures. Like, for example, dapat yung HR trained sila to mediate such conversations. Ang ganda ng hotline na sinabi mo, Dol.
Anonymous.
Anonymous hotline na mayroong ganun na way for people to express na I do not like the emotional outbursts or this is not helpful for us. So, yun. And again nga, since yun ay lahat manggagaling sa taas, medyo mahirap mag-isip ng examples na manggagaling na sa individual solutions for those people who are experiencing it. So, I think the next thing that we can do is to break the tradition, break that practice. Yun yung magagawa natin. Practice the pause, like what you said. Kasi lahat naman, the pause. Practice the boogsh, kabog.
We said.
Practice the pause. Ngayon pa lang, as employees, tayo na kung wala pa man tayo sa position, practice natin, nainis tayo sa boss natin, pause muna tayo. Bago tayo mag-react, bago tayo mag-chat sa workmates natin.
At bago natin ipasa sa subordinate natin.
Exactly. Pause muna tayo. Pause muna natin. How can we express it in a healthy way? You can express disappointment naman na I'm really disappointed. Bakit ganito yung nangyari sa atin? What can we do next? Ganyan. Or bakit ganyan yung naging takbo nitong proyekto na to? We can talk about it in a healthy, professional manner. Yun. Get peer support, like a few people in your company that you trust and you know na pwede kang matulungan. Hindi lang siya ranting ha. Yung ranting lang. Kailangan meron din kayong solutions for it. So okay lang mag-rant, release it. Pero dapat yung pag-usapan, okay, how do we move forward? Paano kaya din i-handle tong situation na to?
Resign.
Okay lang kung may next na trabaho eh.
And then, tsaka importante na pinag-uusapan siya kasi nga, there's this thing, corporate term, ang tawag nila pluralistic ignorance,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Parang spiral of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Na akala natin tayo lang yung nakakaisip nun. Akala natin tayo lang yung na-offend. Akala natin tayo lang yung may problem with it. Apparently, almost everybody else thinks the same way. But since nobody is bringing it up, mm-hmm. akala mo ikaw lang ang nakaka-experience nun. So it's important that you voice it out para may magbabalidate ng experience ng isa't isa. I know it's tricky kasi sabi nga sa last episode natin, you can't trust all of your workmates.
Yes.
Especially kung mapolitika yung environment nyo, di ba?
So dapat meron ka talagang mapagkakatiwalaan na tao.
Oo.
At kapag wala kang mapagkatiwalaan sa office nyo, medyo red flag
red
yun.
Red flag na. Hindi nga red flag eh. Yun na yung mismong ekis.
Correct. Yun. Establish boundaries.
Uh-huh.
Alamin mo lang kung hanggang saan yung limitation mo. And then, lastly, ayoko i-share to. Pero,
Sige.
Solution. Practice empathy. Put yourself in the place of someone who's having an outburst. Yes, it's a good thing. Maintindihan mo bakit siya nangyayari. Pero practicing empathy doesn't mean you will repeat what they are doing.
Or you will tolerate it.
Pero maganda pa rin na mag-practice ng empathy.
Mm-mm.
Kasi mas maintindihan mo bakit ba nangyayari yon. Yon. I-share ko ba siya? Kasi ano siya, dagdag na emotional and mental load for the employee na in the first place, hindi naman niya dapat pagdaanan. Yun, yung empathy na solution.
I think the value in empathy, or kung hindi man empathy, compassion. Okay. Yung compassion mas may konting
boundary
limit. Or okay. Distance.
Okay.
Na you feel for the other person suffering,
okay.
But you don't necessarily feel the exact same emotion. Kasi okay. Yung empathy eh, nafe-feel mo yung feelings mm-hmm. niya eh.
Okay.
It can be exhausting.
It is.
Ang mas healthy daw is compassion. Na okay, you acknowledge, you recognize the suffering of the other person.
Okay.
You wish them well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wish them harm.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to suffer it also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To feel that. And I think, ang value ng, sige sabihin natin, empathy or mm-hmm. compassion is that you get to understand that it's them. It's not you. It's not because you are lacking. It's not because you are not worthy. It's not because you are not a good employee.
Okay.
It's just because may turmoil, internal turmoil siyang pinagdadaanan. It's them na nagiging emotional casualty ka lang.
Sorry, well, clarification. Like yan is to practice compassion if you're the one being attacked or you're that person around that person being attacked or called out.
I think
or yung
sinasabi ni Nika kapag ikaw yung ina-attack.
Pag ikaw yung ina-attack.
Pag ikaw yung sumasalo ng unnecessary, unregulated emotion.
Mm-mm.
Kasi feeling ko ang hirap din kasing i-layer mo siya kaagad na how to practice compassion kapag ikaw din i-demoralize ka.
True.
Parang feeling ko kaya ko siyang gawin kapag kunwari si Carl ang inaatake, ako yung seatmate niya. Baka yun mapaprocess ko. Pero kung ikaw mismo yung ina-attack.
As may support system,
parang kaya. Pero pag ikaw yung dinedemoralize na ng boss mo,
mm-mm.
parang feeling ko hindi mo siya maiisip. Baka makuha ka na ng kutsilyo at saksakin mo na lang siya.
Compassion! Sorry.
Pero,
kaya kasi sabi ni Nika na mahirap siya.
Parang ayokong i-share kasi parang dagdag trabaho pa dun sa employee. Pero,
parang obligasyon kung intindihin siya.
Pero ang ganda na tinwist mo siya into compassion kasi parang nga, hindi ko kasalanan. It takes an extra suffering tinik for you personally.
Okay, na parang masakit pa rin, pero ikaw, hindi mo na ida-down yung sarili mo. Dinown ka na ng isang tao, di ba? Pero pag may compassion ka sa kanya na, okay, may pinagdadaanan yan. So it's not me.
Okay.
It's not me. Na bullshit pa rin na naging emotional casualty niya ako. Pero at least, yun na lang yung ikakabwisit mo. Hindi mo na iisipin na, shit, hindi yata ako enough, hindi ako magaling.
Okay.
Galingan mo na lang kasi para di ka pagalitan.
Eh, minsan nga may...
Magaling naman eh!
Minsan kasi naman, kahit galingan mo or nagagawa mo yung trabaho, minsan din talaga may mga superiors or I guess, or kahit workmates mm-mm. na hindi talaga emotionally regulated. Halimbawa, pwede kasing nagagalit sa client, let's say, or nagagalit sa customer. Pero dahil hindi niya ma-blurt out sa customer or sa client, sa empleyado na lang niya iba-blurt out.
Pinapasa. Mm-mm.
Na hindi ka naman dapat casualty. So,
although naniniwala ako sa growth mindset, okay, na we can learn, we can improve, we can grow, I think ang daming ma-avoid na drama kung sa hiring process pa lang na-filter out na
yung
mga emotionally unregulated.
Kaso paano?
Emotionally incompetent. Ang interesting, yung isa kong fina-follow na organizational psychologist, si Adam Grant.
Mm. Of course!
Of course! Favorite nyo rin siya.
Yes! Ninong natin yun lahat.
So, sabi ni Ninong Adam.
Diba?
Siya, alam
siya yung tipo, kapag may anak ka, ay, inininong kita kasi marami kang masasabi sa
kanyang buhay. Marami natutunan sa'yo, anak ko.
Sobrang hindi reliable ng job interviews.
Oo nga.
Ah, paano mo alam kung mahusay nakatrabaho yung isang tao in one sitting, ha? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Eh, pwede naman ako mag-invento, like, yeah. I can be confident, oh, I'm so good at my job. It's so easy to say.
Mm-mm. Or kung halimbawa, likeable ka lang.
Ah, tata.
It doesn't say anything about your competence. If the interviewer likes you, magaan ng loob sa'yo, di ba? Oh, I have a good feeling about this interviewee. Uh-huh. O, pasok na yan. Mm. Mas okay daw kung meron talagang probie period, not just the 6 months probie, ha, na during the hiring process talaga. For example, yes, 1 to 2 weeks, mag-work siya talaga.
Immersion of some sort.
Oo. Tapos, tatanungin yung key people na ka-work niya o kumusta siya katrabaho.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, you can't fake it for 2 weeks straight.
Totoo.
I can. Wow!
Kaso makapagod yun, be! Pero totoo, ganyan yung ine-employ sa work namin. Nag-freelance muna ako for a few weeks bago sinabi na, oh, we'll offer you the job. Mm-mm. Or you'll go through the interview process.
Parang trial period with pay.
With pay, yes.
Oo. Sana naman with pay, yung trial period.
Kasi maraming walang pay.
Pilipinas!
Ideally with pay yung naabutan ko.
Kahit ano man lang. O sige, kung hindi man pay allowance.
Compensation. Gets. Tapos ngayon, meron ding mga nag-freelance bago pumasok sa team namin. Na-weed out ko na rin na okay, dito, okay ka trabaho. First 3 days pa lang, alam mo na okay, it's a pattern. Mm-mm. May pattern akong makikita na, ganito siya.
At saka, hindi lang yung boss yung magde-decide, tatanungin din yung mga katrabaho na same level. Na mag-fit ba siya sa team?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, if not, hindi ka ma-HR kasi hindi mo pa naman siya employee, di ba?
Tama.
Hindi mo pa siya hina-hire. Testing pa lang.
Totoo. Tapos makikita mo na rin, because it's, let's say, 2 weeks, makikita mo na how they will react to pressure, how they will relate to you, magalang ba sila.
Mm-mm. And sila rin, by that time, mafe-feel nila na, feel ko ba tong vibes ng group na to? Or masyado bang malayo to from my work? Masyado akong pagod na pagod sa traffic?
Correct.
So, trial period. Parang dating.
Kanina, yung sa from my training, may sumasabay kasi sa ibang teammates sa akin. Kwento niya sa akin na may newbie sila, parang first day sa trabaho. First week pala. Tapos silang lahat naka-work from home. Siya lang pumapasok sa trabaho mag-isa.
Bakit?
So parang dahil nga first new employee. So parang getting to know sa dapat or ano sa system. Mag-isa lang siya sa opisina. Parang ako.
May sense ba yun?
Hindi ko nga alam. Parang ako, alam mo kung ako yun, mag-quit na lang ako.
Hindi ka naman pala kayo makikita. Parang pa
red flag to na.
Correct.
Walang pumapasok. Wala lang. Side kwento.
At least natikman niya agad na ganito pa rin mangyayari sa akin.
Kasi yung mga kaibigan ko sa corporate, meron silang mga tinik talaga na katrabaho na hindi nila mag-get rid of kasi may security of tenure sa corporate eh. Mahirap magtanggal sa corporate eh. Unlike sa atin sa prod, pag kupal ka sa isang shoot, wala ka ng next shoot. Last mo na yun.
Totoo.
Yun. So, ang importante ng hiring process, especially sa mga corporate jobs, kasi pag hired ka na, ang hirap ka nang tanggalin.
Totoo. Correct. Mm-mm. Yan! Okay, so emotional regulation, hindi lang siya sa personal life dapat pinapractice. Mas
yes.
importante pa nga na outside sa work mo.
Mm-mm.
Na practice siya.
Mm. Well, sabi nga nila, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Tama.
So, kung halimbawa sa work, makita mong isang tao ay hindi marunong mag-regulate ng emotions, don't expect na sa ibang parts ng buhay niya, marunong siyang mag-regulate ng emotion niya. Napaisip, may iniisip na tao.
Okay. Next week po, malalaman natin kung may trabaho pa. Charot. Magpasa naman tayo ng mga listeners.
Sige.
Para sila naman yung mawala ng trabaho.
Damay-damay na to.
Tapusin na natin to.
Ito, mga boss daw na pa-VIP or Diyos-Diyosan. Sabi ni Napao Chavez, Legazpi Jema, at Mini Kay. Or Mini Kay. O yan, sabi niya ni Mini Kay, quote-unquote, pabebe boss. Yung kailangan lagi sila nagpapapansin at pinupuri.
Hinihimas mo parating yung likod nila. Na parang Karin, galing mo, boss!
Kailang hagurin.
You're the best talaga. Kaya ka bossing.
Eto, mga boss daw na hindi nakikinig sa subordinate, sabi ni Pearl Sabigan, seniority doesn't know how to accept constructive criticism. Sabi naman ni Marizol, those who are on the top management na hindi nag-ask for suggestions or ideas sa subordinates. Sabi ni Mean 1211, yung nagde-decide yung mga boss dun sa process ng work without consulting yung person or taong mismong gumagawa nung work. I think itong phenomenon na to, na-discuss yan ng very, very well sa podcast na It's an Adult Thing. Sa episode na What Work Life Taught Us. Mm. So that was around November 2021,
okay.
2 years ago.
Mm-mm.
I think Nika explained kung ano ang better alternative dyan, yung bottom-up approach, right? Mm-hmm. So pwedeng-pwede niyong pakinggan after this episode.
Yeah.
What Work Life Taught Us.
Dolph, meron ka pa bang isa pang entry?
Para sulit na sulit namin.
Sagarin na natin.
Oo, sinusulit na namin.
De, ano, kanina yung isang comment na yung boss, ano yung, basta may comment dyan, ano yung sinabi mo dyan
before? Marami Jose, silang nag-comment.
Yung after pa, yung mga pag-ano.
Hindi kinukonsult.
Pabebe boss.
After pa. Anyway,
mahagod.
Parang may isa kasi akong difficult client, na notorious siya na difficult client before.
Okay.
And then, nakatrabaho ko siya recently.
So,
as in, na-expect ko na mahirap siya. And then, tatlong boomers sila. So parang ako,
boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 diba? Pero again, I have nothing against it kasi marami akong nakatrabahong boomers din na okay.
Mm.
So parang, alam mo yun, just an extra caution.
Mm.
Natuwa ako kasi during our meetings, ang pambungad ng client ay, kasi ano siya, about digital na, about also yung mga recent techniques and strategies sa TV commercial making. And I loved how humble she was when she said na, I know I'm not knowledgeable in terms of the new practices, but I will say my opinion, but please communicate with me if there's something new already.
Okay, okay.
So parang,
love it.
Ako, oh, this is a good opening. Mm-mm. Kasi, so ginawa ko, syempre, kinounter mo na, I appreciate the open-mindedness. So kailangan mo siya acknowledge eh.
Of course.
Mm-mm. Yun yung hindi mo lang siya dapat, ako, yun na nakita kong way of communication. You always acknowledge na that strength na inadmit nila na they're, you know, not knowledgeable about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun kaagad yung pambungad ko.
Oo, and ang tawag doon ay positive reinforcement. Na kapag merong good practice or good behavior na gusto nating maulit, i-reward mo.
Yes.
Hindi naman kailangan bigyan mo ng jacket or 5,000 pesos.
Binigyan
mo. Yung simpleng pag-acknowledge na na-appreciate mo, that's positive reinforcement kaagad. It helps.
Nakakatuwa na may ganun na pupwede pala pero notorious siya dati na hindi.
Aww.
What changed?
Di ko rin alam. Di ko pa masabi.
Baka kinausap ng apo niyang Gen Z. Charot.
Possible. Kasi 10 years kung siyang hindi nakakatrabaho. I was still a production assistant with the last time I worked with that company.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
So medyo kabado ako nung magpe-present ako noon.
Kasi yung huli mong memory sa kanya.
Malala na as in 36 hours yung shooting namin.
Oh my God! That should be illegal.
At nakaalala pa niya noon. Hindi kasi yun yung mga kapanahunan niya na masikat ka kapag 24 hours.
Glorification of busy.
So, natuwa lang ako na open-minded na. So, yun, nilatagan ko lang ng facts. And then, we got our approval easily. So, nakakatawa lang.
Wala love it. We love a person na nag-change at may growth mindset.
Yes.
Ang feeling ko, nakikinig sila ng It's an Adult Thing.
Alam ba niya kung ano yung podcast?
Grabe!
Tinatanong mo lang?
Oo, feeling ko. Okay. Balay nyo, maging sponsor nyo sila.
Ay, baka naman po. Hello po, tita.
Bulong mo sa amin mamaya kung ano yung brand.
Bigla naging tita. Hello po, tita.
Ayun.
Ay, hirap nang may pinagdadaanan. Eh, pag, babe, ano yan? Ibebenta ang
dilidad. Ay, nako. Ano, meron ka pang toxic workplace? Yun, ayun na yun?
Feeling ko, i-relate ko lang okay, na since we mentioned the word boomer, Gen Zs, and millennials, okay. Ay parang may slight uncomfortable or parang napapaganun.
Cringe.
Nag-cringe ako.
Or
kapag pag sinasabing excuse because we're millennials or Gen Zs when we are expressing our thoughts or when we're expressing our emotions sa trabaho. So, ilang beses na akong nalatagan ng ganyan na, it's because you're a millennial. Or
That's why.
So, parang...
That's why what?
Kunwari, parang voice out your concern sa work or you're hard to work with or kapag napapagod ka, mag-leave ka kaagad.
Ikaw? Sasabihan
yung
mo?
Yung mga ganon. Oo.
Si Randolph Longhas?
Na sobrang sipag at workaholic correct. Na pinapagalitan na namin kasi trabaho ng trabaho.
Okay, grant kami para sa'yo eh.
Hindi, ako parang feeling ko marami din naka-experience nun na lagi siyang nilalapagan na Gen Z ka kasi.
Ang lakas maka-invalidate nun ha.
Diba? Na parang ako, dahil millennial ako, kaya sinasabi ko to because it's toxic.
Sobrang off, sobrang unfair. Kasi kapag may nagagawa, halimbawa, generation natin, millennials, halimbawa may ginagawa tayong okay, sinasabihan,
maganda, mabuti,
revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Sinasabi ba na, millennial ka kasi? Kaya ka magaling.
And to be fair to millennials, we acknowledge the participation of Gen Zs. Na they're open-minded, they speak out, they're woke, na parang, kanina sinabi mo nga na, kayo na bahala.
Oh.
Alam mo yun?
Ini-entrust ko na sa kanila yung kinaharap natin eh.
Pagod na tayo
Kayang-kaya nila yan.
Parang, anong meron? Ba't hindi niyo yun masabi? Mm-hmm. Na lagi pag masama, it's because we're millennials, it's because you're Gen Zs.
To be fair, ganyan din tayo sa boomers.
Oo.
Boomers okay, kasi. Okay, boomer. Ito pa nakakatawa.
Generalization. Sorry na po.
Yes. So, ano rin, self-reflect din. Ito nakakatawa kasi recently, sa reportings ng students ko, kasi pinapareport ko sa kanila yung iba-ibang video platforms sa internet. Tapos, sabi ko, lagay nyo na rin yung demographics ng users tsaka ng creators. Tapos, babanggitin nila, Gen Z, Millennial, Boomer. Sabi ko, bakit hindi nyo nababanggit ang Gen X?
Totoo!
Bakit walang...
Totoo yun.
Nag-skip ng generation?
Bakit natin in-skip ang Gen X? Sabi nila, well, miss, pag kasi matatanda than millennials, lahat yun boomers for us.
That's true. That's how we generalize things.
Which is not good,
not
right?
Good. Yeah.
Not good.
Tama. Okay. Point taken. We have to stop generalizing.
Okay.
Gets naman na meron talagang mga distinct na kultura per generation. I think it will be unwise to deny those idiosyncrasies ng generations. Pero, to use the generation we are in, what it's known for, para gawing personal attack, parang tanga. Ay! Diba? Parang, talaga, dahil wala ka nang maisip na attack sa akin, isipin mo, generation, millennial ka kasi. Parang mo na sinabing, kulot ka kasi.
Inudugtong ko ha, millennial ka kasi, nung time namin, Pucha, ito na! Nung time namin! Abacus! Kaya matagal! Computer na kasi! Kaya namin gawin yan ng 30 seconds!
Tsaka diba ang objective is progress? So, kung i-expect mo na yung time ngayon is still the same as your time, then anti-progress ka. You're proud of it?
Ew. Cringe! Ay.
Yun.
Yeah.
Yun yung pahabol.
Gandang observation yan.
No?
Ano?
Pabasa ko nga sa'yo to, Direk, yung next two entries. Kasi parang relate sila dyan sa sinasabi mo.
Para matrigger ka. Tingnan natin kung makaka-emotionally regulate ka. Charit.
Oo.
So si Sender, I have... Uy?
Now you know how it feels to read mga unique na Instagram handles.
Responded to your question sticker with the mas matanda, mas tama thingy.
Totoo. Porque matanda, tama na agad
siya na yung
sabi.
Tama. Mm-mm.
Ako hindi ko talaga sasabihin yun. Promise. Bahala ka. At si Micah Barsena, sabi niya, the we've had it worse back in the day mentality of boomer workmates.
Ayan na.
crying.
Ayan na. Noong panahon namin, walang cellphone. Kailangan naming mag-beeper at tumawag para lang makapag-meet kami.
Noong panahon nyo yan, doon kayo, mastak kayo doon.
You have it so easy now.
Wow! Sino kaya ang number one na gumagamit ng cellphone para mag-Candy Crush? Ayun, nang-attack na rin ako ng boomers.
Sorry na po. Yeah. Kasi it's not helpful talaga. Like, to look back and compare.
Yeah.
There is no point. It will not move us forward.
Mm-mm. It's like saying na, yung ancestors natin, walang kalan.
Uling lang ang ginagamit. Or kaya ikaw maswerte kang kahoy. Meron kang microwave.
Okay.
O tapos?
Tapos?
Diba? Walang patutunguhan.
Oo. Parang tanga. Magbasa pa tayo ng crowdsourced answers.
Akala ko ba patapos na tayo? Bakit tayo nagagalit lalo?
Di, para ano, consistent.
Okay.
Para maihinga rin ng fellow adults natin yung inis nila. Okay.
Sige.
So, eto, all about office politics. Ang finale yung mga pinaka-nakakainis.
Yung anit ko gumaganon.
Mataas.
Patagal ng patagal.
Eto, sabi ni na Juan Bean at Nathan V, crab mentality raw, yung toxic practice. Mm. Sabi naman ni na Kat Scott, Mark Anthony dot Sad Cat, and Bami LT pala.
Si Bam.
At Addy_Monique. Yung mga sip-sip daw sa boss.
Hey!
Particularly, ito, sabi ni Jel Alonso, irita ako sa mga tamad na bidabina. Irita ako sa mga tamad na bidabida pag may boss.
Yung sumisipag lang pagkaharap na yung boss eh. No? Ay!
Nako! Ito connected to that. Alam nating may sipsipan kasi ito, sabi ni EJ Fonte, meron daw bata-bata system. Sabi ni Alex Faith, Padrino system or palakasan. Which I think is very Pinoy.
Yes.
It's very feudal.
Mm.
Na parang, I think pang ibang episode na to ha.
Okay.
So, just saying na nakakaloka kasi sa panahon ng AI, stuck pa rin tayo sa feudalismo. Search na lang kung ano yung feudalism.
Ay nako, parang term na mga tibak yan na.
Nako, baka may magpakulong. Anyway, that system.
Feudalismo.
Panahon
pa lang mga landlord yan at mga
exactly.
Hampas lupa.
Panginoong may lupa. Ayan.
Napaka-obsolete.
Oh, anyway, ang interesting din ng entry ni Carr Katigbak about office politics. So, toxic behavior daw ang CC party, yung sa email, carbon copy. Sabi niya, looping in several people in an email to call out your mistake versus privately handling it one-on-one muna.
Oh no. Alam mo, sign niya ng lack of emotional regulation.
True. Napaka-passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive behavior siya. Imagine, may time pa siyang mag-type nun para lang i-call out ka sa harap ng maraming tao.
Eh, nasa kabilang cubicle ka lang naman. Oh my God. Grabe. I think double whammy yun kasi crabs na kasi nilalaglag ka niya sa
harap ng maraming tao.
Exactly. Tapos sip-sip pa siya kasi siya yung mukhang star for calling out an error.
Look at me. I pointed out this girl's mistake. I know better.
I'm so great, right?
I'm so much better.
Nagkinagatunga na lang natin si Car.
Sorry, Car. Pero totoo, agree with that naman. Ang toxic ng practice na yun.
Mm-mm.
Ayan. Oh, for more office politics, marami pa pala. Dami pa to. Dako, landslide vote as top toxic workplace behavior itong office politics. Chismisan. Yan ang sagot ni na Clydeel, Doms underscore KM, Sharina May, Jamila, CXV underscore, Jam Maningas, I'm sure si Pau Chavez meron ding entry dyan. To expound, sabi ni Jam, magchismisan. Lol, I know, nakaka-guilty talaga to. Bakit ka-guilty, Jam? Akala ko may siyosambong siyang chismosang workmate. Siya pala.
Nagka-come clean pala siya.
Ikaw pala, guilty. Jam, ha? Guilty ka pala, ha? Wag ganon.
Alright, Kerry.
So, in-add natin doon yung mga crowdsourced entries natin sa chismisan.
Of course. Oh, thank you, Dolph, sa pakipag-chismisan mo.
Thanks, Dolph, so much. Thank you for sharing your sentiments in the episode. Thank you rin, fellow adults, for pouring out your thoughts about toxic workplace practices. Sa listeners na may reaction sa episode na to, please feel free to tell your boss.
Hey!
And share this episode. Oh, yan, on your social. On your social media.
Pag nakahanap ka na ng trabaho, bago mo i-send yung link.
Ayan, ito ang dahilan kung bakit kita iniwanan. Ayan, pak. Ayan, lahat yan. Chinek mo lahat. Pag-send mo ng resignation email, lagay mo yung link ng episode.
Yun na yung exit interview mo. Yan, share it on your social media, fellow adults. Lagay niyo yung own thoughts niyo, lagay niyo sa caption, ganyan. Tag niyo kami so we can read what you have to say and hopefully we'll get to reshare your post to our adulting tribe. Ang handle namin on social media is @itsanadultthing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Pakifollow na rin kami, fellow adults, para makasagot din kayo sa mga crowdsourced question namin.
Mm-mm.
We're active on Instagram and Facebook. Minsan, we lurk around sa Twitter, na X na, by the way, ang pangalan ngayon. But if you want to reach out to us, IG or FB is the way to go.
You know where else you can follow us?
Where?
Diyan, sa podcast platform kung saan ka nakikinig ngayon. So kung nakikinig ka on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or Google Podcast, click mo na yung subscribe. Follow us there.
Yep.
Kasi click nyo na rin yung bell icon to subscribe para lagi kayong updated pag may new episode release kami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay ba yun?
Yes!
Okay.
And for today's rec round, Mom, Sir, pahinga muna tayo ni Dolph sa pag-iisip.
Oo, dami nating kinontribute eh.
Thanks kasi wala rin ako maisip. Parang shit, kalimutan ko yun.
Yung rec round.
Yes.
At sasabihin ko lang ha, kanina nagsaing ako, nilagyan ko uli ng suka.
Yes! Very good! I love it! Kanina rin, ginawa ko rin yun.
Very good.
Love it. I think yun yung pinakamalaking contribution
sa humankind. So, eto na nga. Ang mag-share for this episode ay fellow adult natin na si Don Almazar.
Hi, Don!
Kung ayaw nyo ma-tempt to spend a lot of money outside, when you withdraw cash, don't withdraw in values of 500 or 1K. Withdraw 400 or 600 to 900. In that way, meron ka mga 100 peso bills, so meron kang barya. And you can manage the cash you have on hand. Kesa meron ka one big bill that you are tempted to split.
Thank you very much, Don, sa iyong tips. Thank you so much. And Dolph, thank you again for joining us. Walang hanggang po sa salamat. Thank you.
And Direk, baka meron kang gustong i-promote.
Ang gusto ko i-promote ay healthy workplace practices.
Yeah!
Sa next episode.
De, baka meron kang work na gusto mong mapanood ng mga tao.
Ayun, we just launched last month yung Comedy Island. That's the one that I shot for Amazon. Mm-hmm. So para lang na Amazon yung nag-initiate ng anonymous hotline. So good job, Amazon, for doing so. Mm-hmm. So kindly watch it. It's a scripted and not scripted kind of format. So half improv. Half. Yes, half-half. So hybrid. Mm-hmm. So slowly nga, marami ng mga pagbabago na nagaganap. So we should embrace it. So yun, ang concept lang niya, there are parts nung nag-go off script yung mga artista.
Okay.
They're going to do improvs. So tatapos ko na siyang shoot. And so far, we're gaining a lot of good feedback. Yes. So please watch it on Prime Video.
Diba top one kayo for
4 weeks na.
4 weeks?
Yes!
What the heck? Yes. Sobrang congrats.
Siguro dahil millennial ka.
Ah, yes! 149 pesos lang for you to be able to subscribe and you're going to watch a lot of movies then and series
sa Amazon Prime
for a month. 149.
My God.
Way cheaper than, you know, going to the cinemas.
Mm-mm. I'm so proud of you, Filipino production crew, Filipino director.
Mm-mm. Because you shot it in?
We shot it in Thailand.
Sa international platform. Love it. Mm-mm. I love it so much.
Kasama sa cast si Rufa May Quinto.
Oh,
na isa sa favorite thinkers namin ni Nika.
Like our favorite philosopher, Rufa May Quinto.
Gusto niyo ba siyang i-guest? Let me know.
Ang saya nun! Tingnan natin.
Go!
Yan.
Eh, personally, Direk, how can they reach you? Mm-mm. Kung gusto ko nilang kulitin or i-follow.
Ano, usually, first Saturdays of the month, pwede kayo mag, ano, sa Dragon Boat, mag-immerse, mag-try.
Kung gusto nyo ma-meet si Direk, kung gusto nyo siya makilala in person, punta kayo sa Dragon Boat. Yan.
Ano to, parang mga fancy Taylor Swift na nage-NFL bigla.
Wow. Dragon Boat kayo bigla.
Wala naman. Probably on social media din. You can follow me sa Instagram at Randolph Not The Reindeer.
Okay.
There, yun lang.
Yeah. Carrie Bells. Sige. Tapos din.
Sige.
I'm curious then kung merong version ang boomers na toxic workplace practices referring to us and to the Gen Zs and then the Gen Zs also. Parang so we can get a different perspective of the different generations.
Oh, sige, hindi pa pala tapos. Pag-usapan
natin yan! Overtime na si
Gabon. Marami rin tayo mga toxic palang ginagawa na we're not aware of.
Okay.
Then, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sige, sige.
Probably.
Okay. We'll look into that.
Pero sa boomers, sa radio yun.
We'll check with our teammates and then we'll get back to you.
I love the boundary setting.
Yes, we're practicing it.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Dolph. Maraming salamat, fellow adults, for sticking with us in this long episode. Thank you, Carla. Again, this has been Nika,
Carla,
and Randolph.
Challenging established but questionable workplace practices to make space for a healthier, happier, and more productive working environment. Because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.